This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. President Obama marks the anniversary of the September 11th attacks today with a wreath laying at the Pentagon and some volunteer work in Washington, D.C. The president says he hopes this National Day of Service and Remembrance will rekindle the spirit of unity and common purpose that Americans felt in the days after the attacks 9 years ago. There's not much unity in the political world right now, with midterm elections less than a couple months away. In a moment, we'll hear from Republican Congressman Tom Price of Georgia. First, more on the president's White House news conference yesterday from NPR's Scott Horsley.
Improving relations with the Muslim world has been a priority for President Obama, so he was asked why there seems to be more suspicion or outright resentment of Islam this year. From the controversy surrounding a proposed Islamic center near Ground Zero to a fringe pastor's plan to burn copies of the Quran. Mr. Obama suggested anxiety and tough economic times may be fueling fear and division, but he made a personal appeal for religious tolerance.
As somebody who relies heavily on my Christian faith in my job, I understand, the passions that religious faith can raise. But I'm also respectful that people of different faiths can practice their religion, even if they don't subscribe to the exact same notions that I do.
Mr. Obama praised former President Bush for making it crystal clear after September 11th that the U.S. was not at war with Islam. Mr. Obama was less charitable about his predecessor's economic policies, saying one reason he pursued the White House was to challenge tax cuts for the rich and a laissez-faire attitude towards business.
And I ran precisely because I did not think middle-class families in this country were getting a fair shake. And I ran because I felt that we had to have a different economic philosophy in order to grow.
But more than a year and a half into his term, with unemployment still near 10%, many people have grown skeptical of Mr. Obama's economic policies. Congressional Democrats are likely to pay a price for that in November. The president argues a return to Republican policies is the wrong way to go. But he acknowledged many voters are frustrated and angry.
People who have lost their jobs around the country and can't find one, moms who are sending out resumes and not getting calls back, worried about losing homes, not being able to pay bills, they're not feeling good right now. And I understand that.
Mr. Obama accused Senate Republicans of blocking many of his proposals for political gain. This week, he suggested more business tax breaks and government spending on the transportation network. The White House pointedly avoids calling this a second stimulus, given public doubts about how the first stimulus worked. But Mr. Obama says his goal is still helping people to find jobs.
I have no problem with people saying the president is trying to stimulate growth and hiring. Isn't that what I should be doing? I would assume that's what the Republicans think we should do.
The president signaled yesterday he's not about to change his economic philosophy when he named Austin Goolsbee to head the White House Council of Economic Advisers. Goolsbee was already a member of the council, and he's been advising Mr. Obama since the campaign. He's also an amateur comedian who won a stand-up contest last year as D.C.'s funniest celebrity.
I'm just a guy from Chicago, future Fed chair, and the thing is...
The former University of Chicago professor once joked that with a name like Austin Goolsbee, he could have been a character in a Harry Potter novel. That could be a plus for Mr. Obama, who needs all the economic wizardry he can muster. Scott Horsley, NPR News, The White House.